And thank you for the opportunity to discuss other measures to ensure compliance with international law. We're listening closely to the very useful suggestions that have been made this morning. As noted in our intervention yesterday, we see value in delineating clearly what the group understands to be legally binding obligations from those specific practical measures in the context of autonomous weapon systems that can help states give effect to their legally binding obligations. In this respect, if the box is to retain its current title, other measures to ensure compliance with international law, we see value in the drafting suggestions made by the delegations of Israel and the US. Looking more closely at the paragraph on legal reviews, the second paragraph, we are pleased to see this included in the rolling text. For those states who conduct legal reviews, including pursuant to Additional Protocol 1 of the Geneva Conventions, this is an important obligation and inclusion in this text. Australia has long advocated for the importance of legal reviews as a mechanism for ensuring that the development and use of autonomous weapon systems in armed conflict is lawful under armed conflict. And this is what is expressed in our working paper number 9, which is submitted to you, Mr. Chair, on the legal review of autonomous weapon systems and the outcomes of the recent expert meetings held in Australia. We support Brazil and Canada's suggestions to include a reference to the exchange of best practice in this paragraph. We do see some language in the current drafting that does, however, go beyond what is required by Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1. We have heard Austria, Brazil, France, Ireland, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom call for language in the paragraph that either more closely aligns with the consensus language from the guiding principles and the 2023 report, or to Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1. There are two suggestions that we might make that flow from this. Firstly, to include an appropriate qualifier, for example, in accordance with the state's obligations under international law, to reflect the fact that some high contracting parties, but not all, have these obligations pursuant to Article 36 of the First Additional Protocol. Secondly, ensure language used is clear and that newly drafted text reflects IHL obligations as opposed to being a regulatory measure. We have heard with interest the ICRC's proposal to separate legal reviews from technical reviews, and we think this is a neat solution. Finally, on paragraphs 3 and 4, we wonder whether those two paragraphs could be combined so states could implement measures to detect and reduce automation bias. Thank you, Chair.